Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's the preview for the San Francisco 49ers game Monday night from Levi's Stadium. I'm Paul Allen. Very happy to be joined for our Xfinity player breakdown by starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings in his second year, Mr. Teddy Bridgewater. Hello, Teddy.
How's it going, Paul?
Pretty good, thank you. How excited are you for the regular season?
Very excited. Training camp is over. They get to go out there and compete against opponents each week, game plan each week, and it should be pretty fun.
What are some things that excite you most, not only about this Niners game, but the overall season?
The biggest thing that excites me is seeing my teammates come to work every day with the same mindset, you know, to be great. And those guys are true pros in that locker room. And those guys, you know, whatever's bothering them off the field, you'll never know, because once they come in, it's all about football here. And it sets a good example for a young guy like myself.
What a start for Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Teddy's been really sharp. I think his poise and his calm under pressure, it's not too big for him. This is exactly where he wants to be. He's been preparing for it his whole life, and we're seeing it unfold today.
Second year from Louisville, you're a crafty veteran now, right?
I wouldn't say so.
Well, all those starts last year, you definitely are a veteran.
Right.
Which means, can you take us back to when you were little, Teddy? In Miami, Florida, did you ever think you would make your starting debut for a season in a Monday Night Football game?
Never. I never could have imagined that. And that's pretty exciting. You know, I get to set the tone early. First game of the year on Monday night. You know, guys are excited. I'm excited about it.
You're a pretty flatline guy. You know, you and I talk about that a lot. If you have a really good game against Atlanta, whatever, last year, Teddy Bridgewater. If you get sacked 8 times or hit 1,000,000 times in that Lions game here, Teddy Bridgewater. Will that be Teddy into the first game? Is it going to be easy to control your emotions?
Always. And I'm one of those guys who never try to get too high, never try to get too low, because, you know, I know that I play a position that the eye is always on you.
Touchdown!
You know, if you throw a touchdown and you're excited, happy on the sideline, the camera's on you. You throw an interception, the camera goes right to the quarterback. They want to see you throwing your helmet, slapping Gatorade bottles. And I'm not that guy. You know, I kind of hold it all in, go on the sideline, put a towel over my head, and then hit the reset button, and I'm ready to go.
In Teddy's 4 preseason games, as we mentioned earlier in the show, he completed 82% of his passes, almost 83.
Right back, right in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Vikings, Charles Johnson.
That obviously was preseason. Now with the Niners game in the regular season, it'll be completely different. But quite the good preseason to get set up for this regular season, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we talk about using the preseason to get guys going. You know, Jarius Wright, Charles Johnson, Mike Wallace, Kyle Rudolph, all those guys had great preseasons, and, you know, we took advantage of it. And I look forward to Monday night against San Fran, seeing those guys go out there compete and being out there competing with those guys.
And you did the whole thing without Adrian Peterson. Now you get 2012 MVP in the backfield.
Referee ready to play now.
I would imagine the play action is going to have some merit to it.
Definitely. And, you know, Adrian hasn't played football in a year. So, you know, we expect him to be a madman out there against San Fran, and I'm excited to have him in the backfield.
With offensive coordinator Norv Turner, your positions coach Norv's son Scott, and, of course, the head coach Mike Zimmer, how is it balanced with these options you have? Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson, Jarius Wright, maybe Cordarrelle Patterson, Kyle Rudolph, Adrian Peterson, Jerick McKinnon mixing in and out. How do you balance spreading the ball around and keeping things balanced?
Simple. You know, you just play within the system. And the guys know that this is an offense where, you know, everyone's going to get their numbers, and, you know, everyone's going to have individual success. So we know that we can't get bored doing things. You know, with me, I can't get bored throwing a flat route to Kyle Rudolph. You know, if I have to throw a flat route to Kyle Rudolph 6 times a game, I want to make sure I'm hitting that flat route 6 times a game and not get bored. So, you know, it's a system where the guys, we're understanding what the coaches are asking of us, and I think we're going to compete at a high level.
Teddy may have changed the play. Claps it, Berger. Teddy wants a deep shot to Mike Wallace. Caught at the 15-yard line. Oh, Teddy Bridgewater checked into a good one. He saw single coverage on Mike Wallace, and he said, sure, I'll take it. And Mike did.
In that Dallas preseason game, we got a brief glimpse of what you and Mike Wallace can do when the coverage is right and the defense looks right. You checked into a play where you hit Mike deep on the right side for like 39 yards. That's what he does, right?
Oh, yeah. Mike brings some excitement to this team, you know, but Charles Johnson's another guy, you know, a young guy like Stephon Diggs, you know, he made some plays throughout the preseason.
Caught, touchdown Vikings. On a slant, it's Stephon Diggs.
Rhett Ellison, you know, he's huge for us, you know, whether it's blocking or coming out of backfield, catching passes. So we have a ton of weapons at my disposal, and I'm glad to have those guys.
Involving the Vikings offense, last one. If you were to tell fans watching Vikings game plan, super excited for you and the offense in the 2015 season, if you were to tell them some things they should be super excited about, what would they be?
Oh, you should just be excited for the entire team. And it's a group of guys who worked extremely hard ever since the spring, whether it was doing OTAs or the mandatory minicamp, and then we transitioned over to training camp and throughout the preseason. You know, the guys have just been working extremely hard. I'm proud of those guys, and I'm proud to be the quarterback for those guys.